This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
And tonight I have the high privilege and distinct honor of my own as the first president to begin the State of the Union message with these words, Madam Speaker. Like many before us, we can work through our differences, and we can achieve big things for the American people. Our citizens don't much care which side of the aisle we sit on, as long as we're willing to cross that aisle when there's work to be done.
The worst costs to our nation have been staggering. Financially, the damage to our reputation around the world, the lost opportunities to defeat the forces of international terrorism, and especially the precious blood of our citizens who step forward to serve.
What if the Senate passes a resolution saying this is not a good idea? Will that stop you?
It won't stop us. And it would be, I think, detrimental from the standpoint of the troops.
Any indication of flagging will in the United States gives encouragement to those folks. And I'm sure that that's not the intent behind the resolutions. But I think it may be the effect.
I personally, speaking for myself, have great concern about the American GI being thrust into that situation, the origins of which sometimes go back over 1,000 years.
None of this will be rapid. In fact, the way ahead will be neither quick nor easy, and there undoubtedly will be tough days. We face a determined, adaptable, barbaric enemy. He will try to wait us out. In fact, any such endeavor is a test of wills, and there are no guarantees.
I haven't spoken at an anti-war rally in 34 years, but silence is no longer an option.